ladies. Love you all.
You too.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk about my faith. We all have faith one way or the other. And my faith, you can ask questions, you can stop me. But one thing you have to know is that I'm not a professor of the Bible. The Bible that I believe in, I know bits and pieces. To me, it's a journey. And that journey of belief, it's a gradual one. And it's a painful one, and it's a confusing one, a disturbing one. It's not a bed of roses. But I still love my Lord. And my journey was, as you said, the influence was from my parents. I was brought up by my grandma, the firstborn of my mom. But my dad died when I was only 3 weeks old. So my grandma took over me. And you know grandmas are very protective.
Yes.
And they want the best for you. So in our house, church was the number one priority. Prayer every time. So we do go to church. And I started loving church. Some of my siblings, I was a goody-goody. You know, I don't like being told off. So I just did what I was told. Don't like eating the cane because we were cane. I didn't like it. So I started loving church. I started loving God. But I didn't understand. I didn't understand what I was doing. I was just following what I was being told. And this was going on for a long time until I had got to an age where I had confirmation. That means you've been confirmed as a member of that church. I don't want to mention any denomination. I don't want to upset anyone. I don't want to. So I'll just keep it basic. But I was confirmed on that day of the confirmation in a huge church. As soon as I got to the altar, I felt something drop inside me. And I'm a person, I'm an introvert. I don't tell anyone anything when I was growing up. I hardly talk. So if my mom sees me talking, I think she would get up and die again and collapse. I hardly talk. I thank God he's opened my mouth to talk. Something dropped inside me, and that thing tormented me for almost all my life. And I didn't share it to anyone. Very disturbing. And as I was growing up, gradually, I was still going to church, but that thing was still there. And I came to this country, somebody knocked on my door and invited me to a church just in the close. So I went and I started listening to the word of God about God, about a believer's behavior, a believer's faith. And everything started falling into place. But everything that was said was from the Bible. And to me, the Bible is the word of God. Now, many people have said that there's only one God. But the God I believe in the Bible is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it's three persons in one. And the teaching that I was given, and which I also had a look at in the Bible, is that because God is God, Father, and God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I here am Gloria. You know me, but you don't know about me. I'm inside. The real person is inside me. So I have a soul and a spirit working inside me. And so they did an all. So it's three. You only know this one. That is our faith, the faith of a believer in Christ. I must say there are differences. I said I was a churchgoer, but then it got to a time when I realized that there is more about this church going. So they were doing altar calls. Altar call is who wants to give their life to Christ, you become a new person. Your sins will be forgiven. God becomes your father, your friend, whatever you want, because he's God in all. And I'll sit there and say, I'm not doing that. And people will go, they'll go. For years I was going, but I love the Lord. And what I love most about church is the music. I love the music, the spirit behind the music. And fortunately for me, that church choir was just, they took me to a higher level. And the words, as soon as they start singing, I'll start writing them quickly and I'll go home and I'll practice the song. So I'm a lover of music. And once I'm a lover of godly music, I was a lover of the world music as well. So I was in there and I was there. And then as I was listening to the word of God, it was saying that you can't serve two masters. You can't serve, either you are for God or you're against God. You can't put on your Holy Ghost garment on Sunday and then Monday to Saturday you're a different place. And it was disturbing me. I said, what is all this about, this faith? But then everything they were saying was in the Bible. Do I believe it or just do what I want to do? So anyway, after many years, they did an altar call. Whilst these things were going on, because it's my journey, some people's are dramatic, mine is a slow one. Well, that thing that dropped inside my spirit was still haunting me, tormenting me. So I said, okay, if I become, they said when you give your life, the Bible says when you give your life to Christ, you confess all your sins. I said, yes, I'm a sinner, a big one. So he'll wash you with his blood. I believe, the Bible believes that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Somebody stop me if you want. There's power in the blood of Jesus. The reason why there's power in the blood of Jesus is if our blood, we lose all our blood, we'll die. But the blood flowed from Jesus and he lived again. So that's power. That power in him couldn't be destroyed. That is why I believe the Bible says he died, he rose again. And if you want your life to change, a new foundation, then you have to repent of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So after many years of stubbornness and conviction and sleepless nights, I eventually did that. I went and I gave my life to Christ. So I did that. And then I was expecting that this tormenting thing will leave me. It didn't. It didn't go, and it was still there. It was still there. And I've never shared it with anyone. And then after many years, I was told, some people, your background, you have to look at your background. It could not be you. It could be you. Maybe your ancestors worship idols. So these idols will seek revenge if you leave them and go to another god. Because there are many gods, but the God I believe in is that of Jesus Christ. So they'll fight with you. So some people need deliverance from ancestral spirits. Because as I said, we live in a spirit world. Some people believe in a wood. They believe that when they see that wood, it's going to be a good day for them. If they see that bird, everyone believes in something. But my belief was in the only one who claims he died and rose again. So they said deliverance. And again, I was stubborn. I said, I'm not going to the front to go and be delivered and cast out demons. I don't have demons. Because we call it, if something is tormenting you all the time, we call it demons. It could be anything. It could be sin, it could be not sin. Some people's behavior, they can't control the anger, they can't control jealousy, backbiting. All those things are strongholds. So when you give your life to Christ, you need to be, if you know it's tormenting you, you have to admit it and get delivered from it. So after many years of punishing myself, I went for deliverance, and that spirit broke from me and left. So I thank God for that.
Can I just, how old were you when you were going through all this?
It started, that spirit during the confirmation was, I think I was in primary school. Yeah, I've not gone to second. I was in primary school before adolescent, before 12 or anything like that. And it followed me for how long? Over 40, 50 years. You know, but God is good. That is why my faith, you said, where do you get your faith from? Because I've had tormenting things. And to become a Christian is a choice. You know who you are. You know what is tormenting you. And if you need a change, you either choose to believe or disbelieve. And I'm talking about me, not my family, not my mom, not my children, nobody. This one here, me alone. So I gave my life to Christ, had that deliverance. And then now it's a daily walk with Christ. And the daily walk is a transformation life because, again, when you go to the teaching, sometimes you do have good Bible teachers, and they'll tell you that if you said you are born again, you cannot live the way you used to live. You can't be angry the way you used to live. You cannot backbite or be jealous. And it's all biblical. So when they say it, I'll go and look in it. And I said, gosh, this is hard, you know, because, you know, I've formed bad patterns in my life, which are acceptable in society, gossip. And then I saw somewhere in the book of Proverbs, the things God hates, and they are jealousy, haughtiness, you know, envy, hearsay, and all. Sorry, I've written some of them down. And I was looking, I said, oh my, you know, when you give people dirty looks, and in my culture, that was one of the things we do. They look at you. They look at you and look down upon you. So it's something that I grew up with. So that day when the pastor was preaching, I said, oh my God. And then I'll do it. And I said, oh no, God hates this. You know, so it's listening, making notes, coming home, reading it, struggling. Because when you are going through a change, the devil will fight and will fight and will fight. So it's been an ongoing battle and battle. But because I've given my life to Christ and I believe that I'm a new person, I said I'm not giving up. And the promise is that as a believer in Christ, because Christ died and rose again, when I die, I will rise again and be with him. And then the beauty is that when I confess my sins, because he's now my Father, he's my God, he's my Lord, he's my everything, he convicts me when I sin. He doesn't count my sin. And so anytime I do anything wrong, I go back to him and say, I've blown it. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Like David in the Bible said, if I, Gloria, don't confess it, I get tormented. Forgive me my sins. No, you know what it is, and then you say it. And his blood will cleanse me again, and then he accepts me as his Father again. So that has been my journey. And because I was moving on, believing, I started having dreams, and then I went to my pastor and said, I've been having dreams. And he said, yeah, God gives his children dreams. And the dreams I have are very, very vivid. I've had dreams about somebody pregnant, and the baby was shown to me. And when the one came to tell me that they're expecting, I said, I know. I said, how do you know? I said, it's a boy. And when the baby was born and I looked, I just said, oh my God. Exactly what was shown to me in the dream. And then I had a dream, my brother-in-law died. See, the way he died, he sat in a chair drunk. because he had alcohol problem, and he sat in the drum and died. And I couldn't tell anyone because the dreams were vivid. Before I said, they start calling me a witch, because in my culture, it doesn't take long to be called a witch. So, and then I had a call that he's died. And they told me how he died. And then somebody's marriage as well showed me that that person didn't have anyone at that time. You know, but it showed me the wedding. And then after a couple of years, that man came into her life. And then somebody having an affair, I don't even know them. After 5 years, I was told, through conversation, not gossip. I don't like gossip. When I gossip, I go home and repent. It's a horrible thing. Gossip is the most horrible thing we can do to each other. Because we're tearing people down. But God sees us as we are. So I went and I said, I'm struggling with all these things, you know. And where was I? If you can't tell me, then you're not listening.
No, but yeah, you were saying about your brother-in-law, the guys.
Oh, yeah. The dreams. Somebody had an affair.
Somebody
had an affair. After 5 years, I was told that. And that shook me so much. The name of the person who is a man of God and another. And I didn't know them. But when all these things were going on, I realized that because I refer to the Bible, that God gives his children dreams. I started writing my dreams and started praying about them. You know, I've asked for a spiritual mentor. I haven't got anyone yet. But the Holy Spirit, because I'm born again, the Holy Spirit becomes my helper. He lives inside me. He talks to me. He directs me. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. And I mean when I'm physically, emotionally, every aspect of my life is down. I hold his hands because he's my Lord. I've made him Lord. So he looks after me. So I started writing my dreams. I started writing them bit by bit. And then my faith started growing when I heard the voice. I was lying in bed, and as soon as I got up, I just heard the voice. So clear. Go and get that red book and read it. And I said, red book? So I started looking around and I saw a Bible. I said, no, God is more specific than that. He would have told me a Bible. So I started looking through our books and I saw a book, red book, and my jaw just dropped. There was no one in the house. But then I started having attacks. There was a time when I go out and I'm on the bus. I have to close my eyes because I was seeing things. And I've been born again, delivered. So when you become a child of God, it's not a bed of roses. But the beauty of it is that God becomes your source of everything. I can go to him with my weakness, with my strength, with my sickness, with my sins, and he doesn't cast me out because he's become a father. And I said, I love the idea that God is my father. Because when, even we, the Bible says, when we, even we who are evil, we know how to be good to our children. When I go, he doesn't count and say, ah, you've done it again. Right, don't come and repent again. But if you see it's a disturbing issue, then you have to deal with it. And I tell him, this is a problem that is going on and on. I need you to deliver me from jealousy, from hatred, from gossip. You have to name it and shame it. Otherwise, it won't go because they are spirits. They are spirits, believe you me, in my own experience. You know, backbiting. They are spirits. So I started doing that work of walking in godliness, in holiness, in purity, in love, because God is love. And if he loved me, and I believe he died for me, then I have to love anyone and everyone he brings my path. I can't say I love God who I haven't seen and say I love my brother. It's a lie. And because it's a lie, you have to look deep inside you and say, am I walking this life? That's me. Am I walking? Sometimes I go and say, please help me. I want to love people. I want to be... I see some people and they're so cheerful. I said, Lord, I want to be like that. You know. But there's tormenting spirit. The devil. The devil is here. The devil is our flesh. Fighting. No, you're not going to lead a godly life. And the Holy Spirit is also there. Say, yes, you are. So the flesh fights the spirit of God in me and anyone who believes in Christ. So it was a torment, a torture and torture. And then one day, I was in a very bad, bad place in my life. It was horrible. It was painful. I didn't know I'll make it. So that my only hope was always take the hymn book and start singing. Because I didn't know what to pray about anymore. Because you can get to that place. The men in the Bible also went through it. They will not know. Said, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. So I'll take the hymn book and I'll sing from page to page. Page to page. And then one day I was washing. That's the climax of my faith. And the Bible also says God comes to dwell in the praises of his children. So when you are praising him, his presence comes. So I was washing dishes, I was singing, I was praising God in my pain. Because it's easy to praise God when all is going well. But this one was pain and sorrow and everything, brokenness. And then I said to myself, why is this place so heavy? And whether you believe it or not, because I've been there before with that, as soon as I turned around like that, I saw the image of Jesus. And exactly as the Bible described it, I was shaking. I went down shaking. I couldn't look at his face. I went on the floor and I was screaming. And when I got up, he was gone. I said, oh, no. Because I've heard testimonies of people saying, oh, they said, he said this, he said that. You know. But he didn't say anything. He just revealed himself to me that he's with me in that wilderness place, in that dark place. You know. And the Christian faith, I don't know about anyone's faith or Gloria and the Bible, is that we go through things because it's told us, in this world you will have problems, but take heart, I have overcome the world for you. Believe in me. Believe. So he didn't say anything. And I was having this attack, oh my God. And I said, what is it again? I'm born again. I've been washed by the blood. I've done my deliverance. What? I'm tired. And then one day as I was sleeping, again, two angels. Somebody asked me, how do I know they are angels? If you send your child to me, now I know that's your child. My father sent angels to me, so I know that it was angel. And then they said, wake up. And then they gave me a passage of scripture. I didn't wake up. And all this in the spirit dream, they got to the front door of my bedroom and they realized I wasn't awake. And according to the scripture, if God sends his angels, they have to do exactly what he sent them to do so that they can go and report. And because they realized I haven't got up, woke up from that sleep, they came back again and said, wake up, and gave me that passage. Anyone who wants the passage, I'll give you after. I don't want to go into too much detail. And then I wrote it down. And when I got up in the morning and I read it, I said, oh my God. So people are trying to kill me. That's the beauty of my God that I serve. He knows. I don't know. I do not know those who hate me for no reason. That's what the Bible said. That passage said. But he said, I'll fight for you. I am your savior. I'll be with you in this walk. Do not be afraid. I am with you. So I wrote it down. And then I took it around asking people what it meant. I was a baby, still baby Christian. What does it mean? You know, and there was a message attached to it as well, which was very comforting. Because again, it's in the Bible. Because everything that happens, I go back to see if it's there. Thank God for Google now. You know, I go and I have a look. Some people don't like it, but I do. Because I do a lot of study there. And I saw it, what it meant. So that's been my journey. My journey is not been fun, but it's been a happy one, because I found a God, I found a Father, I found Jesus, and actually he found me, and now he's everything to me, everything. My sins, he doesn't count them anymore. When I die, I know I'm going to be with him. Because Jesus died and he rose again, and he's with the Father. It's a bit confusing, God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I have to turn my head around and say, it's three persons in one, just as I'm three in one. So that's my belief, and that is my faith. But what disturbs me when people say all Christians are hypocrites? The reason they say is justified, because at times you are with a Christian and the conversation is not chaste. You can't tell the difference between the one who doesn't believe and the one who says he or she is a Christian. And I find that disturbing. And it's not their fault, but it's because sometimes you've not been taught. You know, so if you don't mind, I would like to share that scripture about God's love. Yay! Why God loves us so much. Because you said you heard me speak tongues. You said you can speak in tongues. But if you don't have love, you've got nothing.
Where did that come from, speaking in tongues? Where is it?
It's from the Spirit who gives you a new language. Okay. It's a new language. So it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking through you, communicating to the Father. Because then your flesh goes down and the Spirit of God takes over. Because again, the Bible says, you help us in our weakness. And when the going gets tough, you can pray. Sometimes you just kneel down there or you just sit on your bed and you're looking up, you know, waiting for a miracle to happen. So that is where the Spirit of God comes. But at times we ourselves, I'll speak for myself, as a believer, we drive the Spirit of God away because we are not what we say we are. If I train my child, the way I was looking at, if I train my child and he goes out, you know, insulting adults, gossiping about them, backbiting, you know, looking down upon them. That's not how I train that child. So because now God is my Father, I have to portray that character, that this is who I am, you know, to love people. And it's not easy. Sometimes people throw it all back in your face, even your own family. But because the Spirit of God is my strength, I have to continue to love. Because I've come a long way from sin, backbiting, jealousy, envy, hate, all those things. And he's brought me to a place where he's opened my spirit to understand that all those things are not godly. They are ungodly. You know, so there are differences between a churchgoer, a believer, and a relationship with God. The difference. Anyone can ask me if you want. You can go to church. That's why they class everyone as they are all hypocrites. I'm afraid I am not a hypocrite. I am a believer and I have a special relationship with God. And anytime I blow it, I go and I say, shame on me. and then I confess. So this is my journey. I've got a lot to say, but as Paul said, we'll be here all day. I love the walk I'm walking. I love people as much as I can. I'm not saying I'm perfect, you know, but I'm not where I used to be with the pride and the arrogance and think I'm better than, you know, looking down. It's all in the Bible. And our father said, don't do it. And we do it. And then our friends will say, you tell your friend, I'm going to church. And they'll say, yeah. You know, I remember there was one funny moment. We went out to a party. And we danced at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we woke up and I said, shall we have church? My friends look at me and say, we church. You've just gone out dancing for the devil. You know, he said that. My friends, they said that. And they said, whom are you for? And I said, I'm Christ. Christ is mine, you know. I'm not saying going to parties and that is sin. Yeah. It's the spirit behind what you are doing. It's the spirit. You know, I can't come out and be Gloria nicey, and then shut my door and be somebody different. I cannot live like that anymore. I used to, but I cannot. I get convicted. My spirit disturbs me so much. And that is how I know my faith depends on nothing except Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Anybody got any questions they want to ask Gloria? Doesn't matter how long.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
She was talking about a red book. She didn't finish it.
The red book. You want the title of the red book? Oh, it's written by Maurice Cirillo, one of the men of God. I don't even watch his program.
You didn't say if you read it?
Oh, yes, gosh, yeah. I looked for it in the house, and I found it. And I said, wow. And I took the dust off it. I didn't know it was there. You know. So that voice came to me, said, look for it. So now, and the thing is, I kept it. It disappeared for 2 years in the house. But the thing is, I typed some passages that are relevant to me. So I use it. And then I reordered it again, you know. So because I've given my life to him, and I've told God, I'm going to walk this walk, the walk of love. He helps me. He really, really, really helps me. When I started this job as a foster carer, he revealed one of the children to me with the child's name and how the child will relate to me, what the child will call me. So I have a personal relationship with God, and he's alive. Some beliefs say he's not alive, but God is alive. He died, he rose again. That's God. He's supernatural. So, I've answered your...
I'll say, what's it called?
It's Maurice Cirillo, and it's called The Miracle Book. Okay. It's a red book.
Any more questions?
So it's not a Bible. Is it a Bible?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. It was written by that priest or pastor.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Any more questions? No. Okay, I think we just give Gloria one more clap and say thank you for sharing.
Hello. Fantastic.
Thank you.